As we continue, we say hi to an old friend as we do our broadcast here. The Heritage Museum of Newaygo County, presented by our friends at ITC for the greater grid. I don't know what we'd do without them if they didn't keep the power going for us, and they've done a marvelous job, and it only gets better. And their Michigan president, Chuck Marshall, is going to be here, president of ITC Michigan. And I'll tell you a question I'm going to ask you. I rarely know what I'm going to ask ahead of time, and I may even forget to ask this. But, you know, at our homes, we like to have whatever power lines we can underground, and that's become more popular for a lot of reasons that seem to be pretty good. I'm trying to think of what you could ever do with those high power lines and the highway of lines that we need for that power in the grid. I don't, maybe you know, and that's why I'll ask you if there's any technology in the future that would change the way that power is delivered. So it'll be, I'm interested in that. So if I forget to ask, somebody remind me. Mike does a pretty good job of reminding me. Meanwhile, Nolan Findlay is the editorial page editor for the award-winning Detroit News and co-author of the Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide. Nolan wrote that with his friend, who, by the way, they disagree politically, but they're good friends. That's the way it used to be. Stephen Henderson with Lynn Golodner. Nolan, it's always a pleasure. Nice to have you here. Wish you could be on the road. You would like this Pure Michigan tour, I guarantee it.
I bet I would, Paul, but I'm fixing to dive into a plate of Taco Tuesday, so I'm in good shape.
Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday on the same day. Who'd have thunk it? Hey, you wrote a great column on the idea that debates matter. And yes, I think it was debates matter. Michigan can't let them go extinct. Fill us in.
Well, I mean, increasingly now, we have candidates for major offices, Senate, U.S. Senate, governor in particular, saying, well, we're not going to debate unless, you know, there's a total eclipse at 3:15 on a Thursday. You know, they set all these conditions before they'll be willing to stand up and define themselves and defend their positions on a debate stage. And there's fewer and fewer debates every election cycle, and I believe they are useful. I believe they're informative for voters. They help people see how a candidate behaves under pressure. I don't think there's any substitute for them, but today everybody wants a carefully scripted, scrubbed campaign where, you know, there's no risk, there's no chance that they might blunder or say something they wish they hadn't. And I think the process suffers from it.
Well, as you point out, Nolan Findlay, in your Detroit News column, in Michigan, debates indeed are becoming extinct. The last two election cycles with a U.S. Senate seat, or the governor's office for that matter, at stake, featured just two debates each. And those largely came late in the season after early voting had already started.
And, you know, this is probably one of the most important election cycles we've seen, just for the volume of offices that are up for grabs. And voters are going to need all the help they can get and all the information they can get. And, you know, I've been working with the new Michigan Debate Commission to put together the debates during the policy conference on Mackinac, the Regional Chambers Policy Conference. And it's almost impossible to get these candidates to commit. They want to pick and choose who they're going to debate, you know, who's going to moderate, on and on and on. They want to create the most favorable environment for themselves that they can, rather than just stepping up and say, I've got nothing to be afraid of, you know. And that's what you'd want your leaders to do.
I kind of have, it's beyond this now, but I kind of have thought it was, if a candidate felt they had nothing to win by going into a debate and doing a great job, but a lot to lose if they go into a debate and don't do a great job. But it's gone beyond that now, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, that should be the prerequisite for the job. If you're seeking a political office in Michigan, you should be able to, or willing to, stand up and present yourself. in an unscripted format. You don't know who these candidates are today. They've all got these manufactured personas online. You got candidates scrubbing their email accounts. Both two of the three Senate candidates, Mallory McMorrow and Abdul El-Sayed, have scrubbed their past social media accounts so voters can't see who they've been in their past, and you don't know who you're voting for.
That is a very good point, given what's been going on and the way people are scrubbing. And you mentioned Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow, who obviously foolishly said things in her social media accounts or whatever that are coming back to bite her. So she can scrub all she wants, and so can the other guy you mentioned. But what they have said, how they have felt in the past still matters. And luckily for us, not for them, all of that stuff still exists in the ether.
Yeah, we need to know, are they who they were then, or are they who they say they are now? And you can get at some of that on a debate stage, but you can't get at it through these campaign ads and these AI accounts that paint a portrait of the candidate that nobody really recognizes.
Well, remember this, because you and I are happily old enough to remember the Nixon and Kennedy debates. By the way, I'm looking at a room that not one person in here was around for the Nixon and Kennedy debates. Be that as it may, same thing with my listeners. But oh, good, I have won. But people remember that if they listened to the debate on the radio, they felt Nixon won, and if they watched it, because Nixon looked so terrible on camera that they felt Kennedy won. You remember that?
Yeah, and it was the start of the television era of politics. And there was that debate. There was the 2024 debate in which Biden simply destroyed his reelection hopes. These debates can be consequential, but they can lift candidates as well. A candidate can step up and improve his or her standing with a good debate performance, with a message that resonates.
It is a great will be used in our history that Biden debate and all the people that gathered around him to support him because they supported him, even though he showed there was no way in the world he should be even president, let alone run for president again, and all the excuses they came up. Well, he had a European tour. Yeah, 3 weeks ago he had a European tour. I've traveled to Europe. It doesn't take me 3 weeks to get back to being able to make sense. It's just astonishing the excuses people came up with.
It exposed the moral bankruptcy of our partisan system, our partisan politics in this country. As long as he's your guy, nothing he can do is wrong. And nobody will step up and call out their guy or point a finger and say, he's not all there. We could use a little more of that today.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're involved in Sandy Baru Oz Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. We'll be there broadcasting WJR as we have, as unlike any radio station in our community, we will be doing it again for as many 30, I don't know how many years we've been doing that. But you're going to be involved in some debate activity up there?
Well, we're
Is that what you
helping.
said?
Yeah, I mean, I'm part of the media debate coalition that has merged with the Econ Club's debate efforts. So, we're all working together to see what we can come up with.
Well, the Econ Club has done a marvelous job too, and we're happy to be a part of those broadcasts. We got to
Yes.
run. Always appreciate talking with you. I do hope Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor for the Detroit News, I hope the Civility book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, is selling well and that people are
Me
benefiting
too.
from your good work.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank
I
you, Nolan.
appreciate it. Bye.
Okay. We continue in focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.